Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So what do we do about Russia? And how far does the United States go in defending Ukraine, a sovereign state? Folks in Ukraine want the same things we want: democracy, self-determination, and the right not to be invaded by our neighbors. I want to read to you something that John McCain, the late Senator John McCain, said. Putin is an evil man, talking about Vladimir Putin. He said, Putin is an evil man intent on evil deeds, which include the destruction of the liberal world order, its values, and its institutions, the world order that has brought more stability, prosperity, and freedom to humankind than has ever existed in history. So I couldn't help but notice that Representative Dean Phillips came out with a statement today about the aggression in Ukraine, and he has some ideas how we can push back. And we're happy to have Representative Phillips on the line with us right now. Hey, Dean, welcome back.
Hey, Paul, good to be back with you.
Encapsulate your ideas when it comes to visa restrictions. Is that going to make a difference at this point in the equation with Russia?
You know, Paul, I think first, let's back up a bit. I think we as a nation have to make a decision if we intend to be leaders or if we intend to resign and isolate. There are loud voices arguing for the latter, which deeply concerns me because I believe the United States of America can, should, and must lead and ensure the integrity of nations, their sovereignty. And as we see something that looks unfortunately quite similar to 1940, an invasion of a sovereign country, we don't know where it goes from here. And I do agree with the late Senator McCain that Mr. Putin is an evil man. He surrounds himself with yes people in a bubble, an information bubble. He shares propaganda with the Russian people that present misinformation, disinformation, and non-factual perspectives on what's going on. Most Russians think that Putin is defending them from Ukraine, Ukrainian aggression, and American aggression. So to answer your question, Paul, I do not believe American troops should be engaged in Eastern Europe, unless it's a NATO country, of course. I do believe sanctions are the appropriate tool. And with each elevation of his invasion, I believe we should, we can, and we must continue to apply sanctions. My proposition is to limit travel, certainly amongst government officials in the Russian legislature, his cronies, oligarchs who have become enriched because of Vladimir Putin. And I'll remind listeners, there is growing evidence that Vladimir Putin himself may be the wealthiest human being in the world because he has stolen from the Russian nation. So I believe we have to inflict pain on those who create this bubble around him And the way to do so is to limit their travel, make it difficult, their lives, their access to resources, their ability to see their children at American universities, to travel Europe, the United States, and most of the free world. We have to take those steps. If we don't, we are unfortunately showing weakness, and I think this is a time for strength.
Hey, Dean, it's Jordana. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it today.
Hey, Jordana.
Hey. Do you, and I see your statement, restricting travel, continue with the sanctions, restricting travel. I wish that was enough. You know, sometimes I feel like that's, I don't know where they're going to, where this is going to end. And is that, I understand we are limited in what we can do, before putting boots on the ground there. But you said something interesting. Do you think the Russian people really think that they're protecting him? Do you think anybody believes his crap?
I think, Jordana, until literally the last couple of days, I believe most of Russia has believed it.
Really?
The charade that he has put on, televised charades over the last couple of days, have scared Russians, according to most reports that I am now seeing. When Putin moved on Crimea, there was actually celebration in Russian streets. There was an affection. There was a belief that it was a good thing for Mother Russia. This is very different. There is not much affection for eastern Ukraine, which is now under siege. People did not think that there would be bloodshed and war. They are now fearful that that may be what Putin is leading them into. But the sad thing is there's no political competition in Russia. We should all take heed as Americans right now, and look at what happens when a country yields to an authoritarian leader without competition. He controls the media. It is a one-party system, and frankly, it is a one-man system, as we saw vividly on display just yesterday in his atrocious gathering of his inner circle. So I think the tide is turning, and that's why these sanctions, Jordana, travel restrictions, visa restrictions, sanctions on the oligarchs and his inner circle, we've got to break through that protective bubble. And then, only then, if you ask me, will there be pressure on Putin to stand down, and Russia and Russians. I don't want to see hurt, but at the end of the day, they're about to hurt a lot of people in Ukraine, and we might be seeing bloodshed for the first time, serious bloodshed, for the first time in many, many years, and we should do everything we can to protect Ukrainians.
Representative Phillips, I'm scratching my head more than usual because some within the GOP are praising President Putin. Specifically, I'm talking about the former president yesterday. Donald Trump expressed admiration for Vladimir Putin.
Well, I hope he's saying, the only one, Paul, right? I mean,
no, there are others.
Really?
Hold on.
Really?
Hold on.
Oy.
Yeah.
Oy.
Donald Trump said that this move to take over parts of Ukraine was genius. His words, genius. Here's a guy who's very savvy. Now, Liz Cheney, who is a Republican, said that former President Trump's adulation of Putin today, including calling him a genius, aids our enemies. Trump's interests don't seem to align with the interests of the United States. And Pompeo was also, the former Secretary of State, was very effusive and complimentary about Vladimir Putin. I mean, this doesn't help the cause of democracy, does it?
It doesn't help the cause of America. Let's just be clear right now. Let me just make it even more clear. You know, I have great respect for principled conservatives. John McCain was a principled conservative. The U.S. Congress has been filled with principled conservatives for most of my lifetime and through a good part of our history. The absence of conservatism from the Republican Party right now, I have to say, is not just shocking, but it is becoming dangerous. For a former president of the United States of America to say glowing words about an authoritarian leader in Russia who is breaking the sovereign borders of a neighboring country, celebrating him, to have his acolytes doing the same thing. I have to say, my friends, I'm staggered, and I am afraid that unless principled Republicans can start recapturing conservatism, we're in for some tough times as it relates to both foreign policy and domestic policy. But once again, America should lead. That does not mean we should start wars. That does not mean we should send our young men and women overseas to defend other nations unless absolutely necessary. But it sure means that Democrats and Republicans should at least represent the United States of America in unison and with principle and with values. The absence of that right now is staggering and shameful.
Representative Phillips, I'm just curious. If we recognized Ukraine as a member of NATO, I mean, if we granted them membership into NATO tomorrow, not pledging troops on the ground, not pledging American support soldiers on the ground, but could that make Putin think twice about advancing on Kyiv and basically fulfilling the invasion and trying to occupy the country? I mean, is that something that's even on the table, or is that a non-starter?
Well, I think what Mr. Putin fails to recognize is that his actions right now will not diminish NATO. In fact, it's doing just the opposite, Paul. The former President Trump literally tried to, in no way, shape or form, demean and dismantle NATO. Putin is actually rebuilding NATO. It's bringing us closer to back to our friendships with our allies. As you know, NATO has expanded considerably since World War II. That is Putin's greatest concern right now, somewhat analogous to when Russians generations ago placed missiles in Cuba directed to the United States. How did that make us feel? Those many listening probably remember those times and the Cuban Missile Crisis. He is concerned that NATO is an offensive force. We, of course, know it's a defensive force. He is trying to prevent Ukraine from becoming a thriving, independent democracy and part of NATO. It could not happen that quickly. It will not happen that quickly. But I do believe that when this is resolved, and I do believe ultimately it will, hopefully with very little bloodshed or none at all, that NATO will be emboldened. I see expansion. Sweden is watching this closely. Finland is watching this closely. And I think in the long run, it will be beneficial because we need to be unified, not just in Europe, but around the world. And that's what a lot of this is about right now.
Mm-hmm. Common enemy often does that. Often, not always, but often.
Sure
Dean, I know we're out of time. We're speaking with Representative Dean Phillips. We were having a conversation on the show earlier. I'd just love you to weigh in on. We spoke with Senator Carla Nelson. She is proposing that we do away with the tax on Social Security for people in Minnesota. I know this is sort of an ambush. We didn't prepare you for this, but what are your thoughts on that? Do you think we should not tax Social Security in Minnesota?
First of all, elected officials should be ambushed when it comes to answering questions. So I never struggle with that. No, I think it's something that we should consider. It, you know, the tax on Social Security for many is very punitive. I have too many encounters with people who survive or try to survive on their Social Security benefits, while others literally don't need them at all. In fact, Jordana, I've been working on a notion that would allow people who have been successful, do not need their Social Security, to return it to a public fund that would distribute it to the lowest 5% or so of recipients of Social Security to give them just a little bit more and live a little bit better. Anything that helps our seniors live a little better, who've paid into the system, have created this great country, I do believe we should try to benefit. We have a large surplus. I think it's an absolutely reasonable consideration to consider the end of taxation. I think 36 or 7 other states have done so already. And look, I'd like to see Minnesota provide good value. And that sometimes means reducing costs. That does not necessarily mean we can't be more efficient and more effective. And I'd like to think Democrats and Republicans can agree on that.
Thank you. I appreciate the answer. And thank you for your willingness to answer that question. Interesting change on the ambush. Didn't mean to ambush, but a great answer. Thank you, Dean. We'll let you go because we're super late. Representative Dean Phillips, thank you so much for the time. And we'll check back in with you very soon.
Thank you both. Bye-bye.
You got it. I'm glad we got that in because that's, you know, it's a conversation that you and I continued off the air when we were, you know, during the commercial, David and I, we were all talking about it. So glad we got that in with him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.